The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
One of the important questions that some people will face is if you let go deeply, really let go deeply, what's next? What do you do then? Maybe if you let go, some people are afraid, if you let go deeply, there's nothing left. You'll end up being a spiritual blob, couch potato. Free, but just nothing to do. Just, you know, there's no motivation, no reason to do anything, no self to do anything after all. So nothing to do. But when we let go fully, we're still left with the heart. And the heart responds. The heart can have wishes. And so, how, you know, at different times people have tried to express what the responsive heart is like. What, when practice goes deep and there's deep letting go, in a sense, there's no more maybe even concern about oneself. What does the heart want? What is it the heart at that point? And so I want to read two kind of poems that I think express this heart. And both of them are in the form of kind of aspirations, intentions, because the heart, you know, the responsive heart can have an intention. In Zen, they talk about having a vow, that you live your life based on vow. When you let go deeply, what you're left with is you live a life of vow, vowing. And vow is a kind of more fancy word of saying an intention that you live your life on. And my sense of vow is not something that we assume, but is something that is in the heart that gets expressed. It's an aspect of the heart. So here are these two poems of aspiration. May I be a guard for those who need protection, a guide for those on the path, a boat, a raft, a bridge, for those who wish to cross the flood. May I be a lamp in the darkness, a resting place for the weary, a healing medicine for all who are sick, a vase of plenty, a tree of miracles, and for the boundless multitudes of living beings, may I bring sustenance and awakening, enduring like the earth and sky, until all beings are freed from sorrow and all are awakened. So this is written by Shantideva, who was an Indian Buddhist monk who in the Mahayana tradition. May I be a guard for those who need protection. And this one is a very different religious tradition. I'll tell you, maybe you'll know, recognize it. Make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine being, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born to eternal life. So this is by St. Francis. Catholic monk. So the heart's aspiration to offer itself, to give, to support others, to respond to the suffering of the world. And then St. Francis puts it in the context of an instrument of, he says, your peace, being a theistic religion, but an instrument of peace. So here, letting go and peace. And then this wonderful mutuality that he talks about at the end, that in pardoning, you're pardoned. In giving, we receive. So one of the interesting questions for people who practice a practice that involves letting go, which one way or the other Buddhist practice involves a deep letting go, is to what degree is there something there to receive your letting go, let go into? Do you trust what you let go into? Do you trust your heart? Do you trust that deep? What's there? And what's there? Do you trust what's there? Do you listen to what's there? And do you trust it or have confidence enough in it that you're willing to live your life from that place? My guess is not a lot of you are interested in being the life of St. Francis, that kind of deep letting go and poverty. But then both these were monks who let go in a deep way. Not that you're supposed to become a monastic, but what would it be like if is there a deep aspiration for you? Is there an aspiration that you want to live by, which in some certain way is not about yourself, but about the world, but others? But that aspiration is so deeply part of who you are that it's not a giving up of yourself or a sacrificing of yourself to give and support others, but it is who you are. So it's the opposite of a diminishment. It's the giving life to who you are, what the heart is, in a deep way. May I be a guard for those who need protection, a guide for those on the path, a boat, a raft, a bridge for those who wish to cross the flood. May I be a lamp in the darkness, a resting place for the weary, a healing medicine for all who are sick, a vase of plenty, a tree of miracles, and for the boundless multitude of living beings, may I bring sustenance and awakening, enduring like the earth and sky, until all beings are freed from sorrow and all are awakened. That's what I have. Thank you.